because they want to celebrate obesity. It's bad for your health. They say they're celebrating diversity and inclusivity of sport, even though we all know that the bigger you are, the less you're going to be good at sports, unless you are in sumo wrestling or football linemen, typically pretty heavy folks. But in general, athletes are, you know, in good shape.
I think beautiful people are made in all shapes and sizes. And
I disagree.
Airing every day from
noon to 3.
You know, these people are like, I'm big and I'm beautiful. You're not. And I can say that. Just look at me.
And you're handsome.
In the face, maybe.
But on the inside.
I'm full of clogged arteries and there's no telling. I don't even want to see the inside.
I'm 1340 WKGN.
If you're big, you're not beautiful. You can still be beautiful on the inside. You know, you can do good things and have a good heart. And when I say good heart, I mean, you know, not because it pumps blood well.
Hour 3 kicking off in the truly hard seltzer studios. Hour 3 is brought to you by mybookie.ag. Use the promo code Knoxville. When you deposit, they'll match your bonus 100% up to $1,000. If you're wanting to bet on the Rays and the Astros tonight. All right, Hour 3 headlines. Cody McClure, Collision Course, write me out.
Oh. Yeah. All right, thanks, John.
You're welcome.
The Phillies fired their manager, Gabe Kapler.
I've heard that somewhere before today.
Yeah, we mentioned it briefly in the first hour. I mean, that was a long time ago, though.
That's true. We might have a different audience.
That was when we were talking baseball an hour ago.
Yes.
We talked baseball almost an hour. When he was introduced as the Phillies manager 2 years ago, Gabe Kapler said his goal was to bring a World Series title to team owner John Middleton. After 2 seasons without a playoff berth, the Phillies canned him. His team was 81-81 this year. That's about as even as it gets. But many would say they underachieved with Bryce Harper.
And JT Realmuto. And they signed Andrew McCutchen and a couple other signings. They tried to be good this year, and they were not.
Yeah. So they fired him. Now they got to bring in someone new.
Okey-doke.
Errol Spence Jr. was seriously injured in a car crash in Dallas. Errol Spence Jr. is the unified welterweight world titleist. He was injured in a one-car crash early Thursday in a Dallas hospital with serious injuries. He was in intensive care, but he's expected to live, which is good news, after he crashed his Ferrari overnight. The welterweight champion, you ever heard of him, Errol Spence Jr.?
I don't think I have.
Well, me neither, but anybody out there who knows boxing would probably know Errol Spence Jr. He was in an accident. Drives a Ferrari.
That's cool.
Well, he did.
Uh-huh.
He's probably going to have to get a new one. It looks totaled. But he's going to live, so that's good news for Errol Spence Jr. Apparently, the accident occurred at 2:53 a.m. when the car was traveling at a high rate of speed. The Ferrari veered left over the center median onto the southbound lanes and flipped multiple times, ejecting the driver. He was not wearing a seatbelt. He probably got lucky. Spence, 26-0 all-time. So he's undefeated as a welterweight champion. 26-0, 21 knockouts. Well, I guess 22 knockouts now, but... So he's in the hospital now and he is recovering and we love to hear that.
How old is he? Do we know? Did it say, is he like a young guy? Is he older guy?
He's 147 pounds.
Okay.
I'm going to assume he's fairly young to be the welterweight boxing champion.
Yeah, I guess I just didn't. Yeah, whatever. I don't really care about this story.
I guess he's in his 20s.
I'm a heavyweight only guy. Now that Pacquiao's done about for all, you know. Intensive purposes, he's done. I'm a heavyweight guy now. Tyson Fury versus Braun Strowman later this month.
What is that? Braun Strowman, the wrestler? He's going to get in the boxing ring?
I don't know what they're doing. Sounds stupid, but they're going to do something.
How big is he? Is he? You said yesterday he's kind of like the new Big Show.
He's a big boy.
How big, though? Is he 500 pounds?
No.
Is he 7 feet tall?
He is listed as 6'8", 386.
Whatever happened to the Giants?
They try to be a little bit more realistic in their measurements these days.
Whatever happened to the Giants?
I think they're just trying to be a little bit more realistic.
That's 7 feet tall, weighing 500 pounds. Those were the days.
Yeah, but I mean, if
the Big Show.
When they're standing next to each other, Big Show is a couple inches taller. So Big Show's probably a legit 7 foot. Okay.
How big was Andre truly? He really was well over 7 feet, wasn't he?
Yeah. He kept growing, too. Depends when you measured him.
Yeah. What a guy.
What a guy.
Did you ever watch that HBO thing?
Yeah.
On Andre? Yeah, it was pretty good. I kind of want to go back and watch it. It'd be cool to drive a Ferrari.
Yeah. Yeah, it would.
But it would be dangerous because you got to drive a car like that fast. You know what I mean? Like, nobody gets a Ferrari and just cruises in it. Do they? And I feel like part of the beauty of having a Ferrari is hauling ass. All right. Simone Biles.
Yes, the point of having that is to drive fast. Or really just to pull up and stun on the haters.
Stun on the haters. Simone Biles has won her fifth all-around title at the Gymnastics World Championships in Stuttgart, Germany. Simone won the fifth title, underlining her status as the clear favorite for next year's Olympic gold medal. The U.S. gymnast scored 58.999 points to finish 2.1 points ahead of China's Tang Zijing, who was entered as a late replacement for a teammate. So congratulations to Simone Biles.
She's a stud.
Yeah, she is. Purdue fans can no longer bet. Hang on, let me start over. Purdue has banned faculty and students from betting on Boilermaker sporting events.
I feel like that's fair.
I don't.
I feel like it's fair.
I feel like if you're a student at the school, you should be able to bet on the games.
I guess they still could. It's just if they get caught, they get in trouble. They're just trying to
catch them.
They're just trying to at least pretend like they're not trying to let people fix games and stuff, you know? Be easier to affect a classmate, right? Hey, bro, here's $1,000 if you miss these shots. Just
or
miss a couple.
Like, hey, here's a couple A's.
Yeah, here's a couple A's if you make sure to cover the 7.5-point spread. Keep in mind, at the end of the game, we're up 7.5. If you get a breakaway dunk, don't dribble the clock out. Please dunk it if we're up 7.
Take out somebody's knees, maybe?
Yeah, maybe.
Take out a wide receiver, maybe your best player?
Maybe.
That says they will no longer be allowed to bet on Purdue games. That includes faculty and students. The Purdue Board of Trustees met Thursday and discussed whether sports wagering on its own athletics department should be allowed now that it is legal in Indiana. The vote on the ban was unanimous. The policy is expected to go out before Purdue plays at Iowa on October 19th. That would just make me want to bet more. If they told me I can't do it, then I'd just want to do it. You know what I mean?
You're one of those guys, just want to be a rebel?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Are you not?
Not for everything.
I just don't. I mean, if I'm a student there and they come out and tell me, you can't do this, I would just want to do it at that point. Even if I was not even betting before, I would feel like I would go out of my way to bet just because they told me I couldn't.
Okay.
Cannabis stocks are down.
Really?
Apparently.
So they're about to legalize it in Mexico. I thought that would maybe have a positive effect on it, but I guess not.
They're going to legalize weed in all of Mexico?
Yep.
Really?
Yep. So you can That's go what I saw this morning.
Smoke some grass south of the border. Well, this was the year when cannabis stocks were supposed to take off, but apparently shares of all the major pot stocks are down, despite hype about the legalization of recreational marijuana in Canada and some U.S. states. Apparently, President Trump signed something called the Farm Bill, and that had the potential to boost CBD and hemp sales, but it hasn't helped as much as investors had hoped. Apparently, the two major stocks, Cronos Group and Canopy Growth, have both plunged more than 60% from their highs earlier this year and are down about 15% for the year.
Is there any reason why people are just not smoking as much weed, or people go back to their local dealers? Like, what happened here? The dispensaries are like, hey, you know what? I miss George. George always delivered, and George would hang out with me.
Miss George, my weed guy.
They do tax the weed a lot, so like maybe if you still got a guy that's still doing it, it's a little cheaper.
Plus, you get friendship. Like, it's a door-to-door salesman becomes your friend. Bring it to you, and they'll hang out.
That's the true high right there.
Yeah, apparently.
The friendship.
Apparently, that's all, the true high. All cannabis stocks are struggling.
Interesting.
Not sure why.
Anything else? Go back to headlines. Stick with us as Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. All right, let's go and update our poll question. Kind of surprised by this, to be honest. Who hurt worse yesterday? 869 votes. Cody, 73% says Braves fans.
That's probably because there's a lot of Braves fans voting in it.
That's why these polls are stupid.
They get skewed.
All right, let's see. B writes in, those stocks you were discussing are priced based on the future, not the present. Once people realize the future revenue may not be as promising, they sell and the price falls. The trend is started by a major player and the sheep follow. So that kind of explains why the weed stocks are down.
Well, that's great. Glad someone could explain it. Yeah, I certainly couldn't.
We're not very smart when it comes to stuff like that.
I don't have any stocks. I don't know. I used to have some Walmart stock, but I don't know if I still do.
Does everyone that's born in Arkansas get some Walmart stock at birth?
Yeah, it comes with the birth certificate. Everybody gets at least like 10 shares when they're born.
Yeah, that's nice.
I don't know if I still have it or where it would be.
You should probably look into that. Sometimes I think about the two $50 savings bonds I got in sixth grade.
Where are they now?
They're somewhere in my car. Last time I went to check, I was going to cash them in, but they still hadn't fully matured. And I was like, damn, that was 15 years ago. How are these things not matured yet? That was 2003, bro. Like, where's the money?
I don't understand how all that works.
I got them for being the smartest kid in school or for something like that.
Congrats.
Yeah.
Humble brag.
You know, no big deal. They really invested in me. They said, you're smart. Here's $50 that you can have 15 years from now.
Were you voted most likely to succeed?
No, I don't think you do that in sixth grade. I really don't remember what I got them for. It was something for having the highest something, but like I didn't have straight A's. Like, I don't even know how I got that. I don't know. I don't know if I scored the highest on a test or what. But the reward was I got a $50 savings bond, which seemed cool at the time. But 15 years later, still haven't gotten to cash that bad boy in. And eventually I'm going to lose them. I think it's still in my car, I hope. I'll go check after the show. I'll update you.
Did you win any of those things in high school? Like on the yearbook thing, you know?
Mm-mm.
They're like most likely to succeed or funniest or cutest smile, all that stuff.
No. I was class president, I've told you, but I didn't actually get voted for any superlatives. Did you? Sounds like you didn't, Cam. Did you?
I don't
you?
Think I did.
No, my high school was way too big.
Yeah. I don't think I won anything.
It's kind of sad, right?
I should have gotten a few things.
I was a little sad.
I was nominated for some things.
I was a little sad. I think I got second for best dressed.
Really?
I told you I had a sneaker obsession then.
Yeah.
So I had like 30 different pairs of sneakers. I was always matching. I mean, I felt like I was putting together some pretty good fits. But the guy who got it always wore just like khaki pants. And, like, he wore slacks and like dress shoes every day, so they gave it to him. I guess that's one way to win it, I guess.
I was up for wittiest, but I got beat out by a guy named Shane Van Benschoten.
Like Shane Van Benschoten, you kind of got to be witty.
He was a little more of a smartass than me.
Do you still regret that? Not ramping it up enough?
I don't know. I don't know what he's doing now.
I wonder if he's still witty.
I don't know. I think his sister got pregnant and he had to move.
Get her pregnant?
I don't know.
That was in poor taste.
I don't know. Well, I mean,
I just wonder why they had to move.
This is Arkansas.
Why he had to move because of that. Like, I feel like if I was in high school, I'd be like, she got pregnant. Why do I have to change schools now? Like,
I don't know what happened.
Unless there's just like a scandal there that he's involved in. I feel like I would just ride it out and be like, well, I'll see you guys later. I'm going to finish school here. I've already won the superlative for being the wittiest. Why do I have to leave?
Maybe I was thinking of a different guy.
Maybe you're combining them.
I don't know. Somebody got pregnant. I think it was a different guy. His sister got
maybe
pregnant.
Maybe he got somebody's sister pregnant, well, no, and then he left. Like, I'm out.
No,
I'm too young.
See, I think his sister got pregnant too, but it was later. It wasn't in high school. There was somebody when I was in high school. Their sister got pregnant, and they had to. Maybe that was Donnie. I think Donnie's sister got pregnant. I think he was the father. I don't remember. I'd have to check back with some
and that old, was talking team pregnancies of Arkansas friends. 8 years ago with Cody and John.
I'm hungry.
I do find this weird. Every time I watch MTV, which is an embarrassing amount of time that I spend watching MTV, I see these damn teen mom shows are still going. I'm like, and this one, you know, got another 15-year-old pregnant. And I'm just like, oh, my God, pregnant again. Why is this on TV? Why are we glorifying this? This is
Are
bad.
They making it accepted?
It feels like it, at least, or at least celebrating it to an extent.
Is it accepted these days? Is that one of those things that
I feel like the pregnancy rate's down.
Is it?
I feel like it is. I feel like as a society, we are more careful with stuff like that. I know teen pregnancy is down, at least. I know, like, the birth rate is down a little bit overall.
We had a lot of teen moms in my school.
I had one poor girl who got pregnant twice at school.
Yeah,
once at the end of eighth grade and another at the end of, like, sophomore year. And we're just like, oh, man.
The end of eighth grade?
Yeah, that was a big scandal at the end of junior highs.
Who's the dad?
Yeah, oh.
Yeah, I felt bad for those girls because everybody would always, you know, they'd be like, there's pregnant Penny.
Pregnant Penny.
Waddling down the hallway again, going to her math class. We had a lot of them. At least half the girls in my class, I think, were pregnant at graduation. Times were different.
Back in the day, that wouldn't even been a big deal, you know?
You mean like back in the day?
Yeah, waiting until 18 to get pregnant was pretty good. You did good.
I feel like back in like the 50s,
yeah,
when they were going to school then, most of them didn't even go all the way through school because they got pregnant and found a husband when they were like 15.
Yeah,
and
so I mean,
it was like
no big deal. Arkansas is just traditional.
Yeah, like the rural
just traditionalists.
The rural schools were really like that.
What are we talking about right now?
I don't really know. I felt like we were just trying to kill time in this segment, so.
How did I start the segment? How did I lead us down this path?
I don't know. Somehow we got to teen pregnancy.
No.
We somehow went to superlatives.
I know we got to superlatives, but how do we get to superlatives? Because
you start with the poll question.
Start with the poll question, yes. And then, like he says, I feel like we were trying to kill time. I don't feel like I was putting on like a four corners offense. I feel like I at least was somewhat trying to get into a segment. And then we started talking about you asked me if I had any superlatives for some reason. I don't know why you asked me if we had any superlatives.
What do you mean by superlatives?
Well, that's what we call them at our school, like the best of the...
Oh, if you had won any awards.
Yeah, that was called a superlative. Yeah. I don't know why you brought that up.
Most likely to succeed. It was something about being successful. You said you were the smartest kid in your class.
Said I had $50 savings bond.
Well, no, before we started, you said you were the smartest kid in your
class. Well,
that's
how I got the $50 savings bond.
Okay, what came before the savings bond? Stocks. We're talking about
stocks. Ah, I read the tweet. This is B's fault. Who tweeted in the information about the weed.
You got us from stocks to savings bonds to yearbooks to superlatives to teen pregnancy. So that's where we're at now, teen pregnancy.
Well, at least it made sense. I was wondering like how we got there. Like I said, I wasn't necessarily trying to kill time. I was trying to update the poll question, update the tweets. I like to try to update people's tweets. That way they feel like they're a part of the show because, as you know, we really prefer tweets to calls.
Well, yeah.
So I'd rather you just tweet your thought in. I can read it. We can keep going. And then somehow we ended up at teen pregnancies, and here we are.
It's World Mental Health Day.
Okay.
I wonder how many people will go see The Joker today.
You still thinking about that movie a lot?
Yeah.
As we get into this or that, I had a question last night posed to me by user Chad. He said, would you rather go the rest of your life without movies or TV shows? I guess that would have been a good this or that topic, maybe, but...
we're not using it?
I guess we can save it, I guess, maybe? I don't know. You're just talking about movies. I was wondering like if you're still thinking about The Joker 3 days later, 4 days later. I guess it's only 2 days later for you, 3 days.
Still thinking a little bit about it.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know which one I would pick there.
I think I decided on I would stay with movies.
You would keep movies?
Yeah.
Same.
I love TV shows, don't get me wrong, but then I was just like, are we even still making great TV shows? Like, I feel like there's not really in the chamber right now, you know what I mean? But I would have to give up Survivor. I do watch a lot of TV. So are we, like, taking, like, all shows into account? I guess we are, right? Not just, like, the critically acclaimed ones. We're just talking about everything.
Are you still reading books?
Got stuck on that one about the opioids, man. It was a real drag. I need to get back into it, but it was a real drag. It was tough to read. So not currently, I guess. Just because I'm like, I want to finish that book before I start reading again, but I don't really want to finish that book. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Last two times I tried to read, that's happened. I read one book. I was like, okay, this is good. Second book, boom. Oh, man, this is tough.
I think I'm going to make it a goal to read all my books.
How many books do you have?
I have a lot.
Okay.
I have a bookshelf full of books.
In your apartment?
Yeah, it's full.
What kind of books? Like
just all kinds of books.
Okay.
All kinds of books. Hemingway.
Oh.
Faulkner.
Okay. So the classics.
Howard Stern's book.
Okay.
Got one about Colin Cowherd. Got some sports books.
Surprised you haven't read Stern's book yet.
I read like half of it and then I quit reading it.
Guess you could just put on his movie. He had a movie.
I haven't read a full book in a long time.
It's kind of sad. All right, Cam, let's play some this or that.
You want the topics now?
I need the topics now, sir.
Awesome. Okay, better NFL prospect, Jake Fromm or Joe Burrow?
Okay, so we got Jake Fromm versus Joe Burrow. Okay.
Would you rather be stuck in a horror movie? Or a war movie?
A horror movie or a war movie?
And would you rather give up forever college football or NFL football?
College football forever or NFL football. Ooh, how's it going, Cam? All right, we'll play some this or that next. Stick with us. This is Talk Sports powered by Lloyd's Electric.
That's helping his draft stock rise. If you look at the mock drafts right now, almost every headline you read is Joe Burrow ascending, Joe Burrow climbing, ascending. Todd McShay said it himself. Would not shock him the way he's playing to see Burrow as a first-round quarterback. He said the first time he saw him last year, he watched tape on him, thought he was more of a three-day player. Watches him now, he sees the progression. Todd McShay, one of the great experts of the NFL draft, says he looks like he's gone from a day three guy to a potential first-round draft pick. The stock is on the rise. He's getting better and better. He's got a big arm. He's throwing the ball down the field. I think Joe Burrow, the momentum is in his favor of being a higher NFL draft prospect based on what he's doing this year.
Apologies to the podcast listeners. You come in the middle of this or that. We are doing Jake Fromm versus Joe Burrow NFL prospects. You mentioned that. That's fine. I check CBS's Sports last mock draft. Currently, Joe Burrow is not listed. as a first rounder, I don't believe, and they have Jake Fromm number 12. So I mean, like,
I go by Todd McShay.
He might
Mel
be.
Kiper.
Well, I mean, Todd McShay and Mel Kiper said he could be a first round pick.
I said
they already have Jake Fromm. They already have Jake Fromm as a first round pick. Can he rise to that level?
Well,
sure.
See, Jake
but
Fromm
right
can only
now,
fall. He can only fall.
Well, I don't know if that's true that he can only fall.
He's
but,
already at the top. Good for him. I mean, congrats. But Burrow is climbing. Have we seen Fromm make this kind of climb?
I mean, yeah, between year one and year two, and continue to rise between year two and year three. Like, currently he is projected as a better NFL prospect. Now, Burrow is rising, sure, and I'll give you that. But, I mean, he's still...
Again, that's just one particular mock draft.
I understand.
That's just one website. I mean, there's a lot of different mock drafts.
I understand, but what you said was, you know, your big endorsement was that he could be a first-round pick.
Yeah, I mean, McShay says right now he looks like a first-round pick.
Walter Football also has Jake Fromm, 13, to the Titans. No Joe Burrow in the first round.
You said Joe Burrow to the Titans earlier.
I said I saw a mock draft yesterday that had it.
Right,
two
so they're
so
pretty. I mean, they're pretty similar hand in hand right now.
Jake Fromm was higher in that.
Jake
one
Fromm's
too.
Only 6'2". Joe Burrow's 6'4". He's got bigger hands.
I don't know if that matters.
I don't know if it does either, but it's something that they look at the combine.
I think they've gotten away from looking at the
Burrow's
size
bigger. He looks more like Peyton Manning. I mean, and
you know who else looks like Peyton Manning? Brock Osweiler.
Well, I think we discussed a couple weeks ago, if you at least look like Peyton Manning, you have the similar build, and you got a big arm, and you can throw it, which Joe Burrow does, you're probably going to have a long NFL career, at least as a backup.
Yeah.
At least as one of those lower-tier backups. Fromm, he's a little small. Fromm's only 6'1 and a half. He's the kind of guy, can he see over the offensive line? You got to worry about that with Fromm. Can he make the reads with those big giants in front of him?
The thing is, Jake Fromm has a NFL offensive line right now with his offensive line at Georgia, and he does pretty well.
They're playing college football.
But they are as big as NFL offensive linemen. Like, their tackles are NFL linemen.
Ain't the same game.
No, but the size is...
He's going to have a lot more pressure on him in the NFL.
Size is...
He's got it made right now. He's playing against Vanderbilt, Tennessee, I mean, Kentucky, you know. I mean, he's got it made. In the NFL, it's not going to be like that. I worry about a guy his size.
If that's the case, can we look up who Joe Burrow's played so far this year?
Texas.
And?
An SEC schedule.
I think I've made my decision. All right. Cody, you lost me with the height thing, as you did just put Russell Wilson as your number one NFL quarterback.
Oof.
And he is known for being smaller. And John also mentioned some of the NFL throws that Fromm makes, so I got to go point John on that one.
I mentioned that, too. I mentioned that Burrow has a big arm.
Lots of QBs got big arms.
Hate to hear that. All right, one up.
All right, next up, great would you rather be stuck in a horror movie or a war movie?
First of all, I'd like to say I support the troops. I love the troops here on Talk Sports. We are big fans of the troops. I don't think any show here at the station loves the troops as much as we do. This feels slightly, maybe offensive of like, hey, would we rather be in a war movie or a horror movie? But either way, I will go horror movie because I like the horror genre more than war movies. I just like watching horror stuff more. And I feel like you can maybe survive horror movies if you kind of know the rules of horror movies. War movies, like, I don't know how to survive a war movie. Are you the jerk? Because sometimes the jerk gets killed, too. Are you the really nice guy? Because usually the nice guy is going to get killed. Like, are you the protagonist's best friend? Because if you're the protagonist's best friend, you are definitely dying. Right? You are definitely dying. If I'm stuck in a horror movie, there's the option of, like, hey, I could either play my role, know the rules, shout out to Jamie Kennedy in Scream and Scream 2, or could I... maybe even be the killer. Who knows? If you're stuck in a horror movie, maybe I'm the killer. It's just a movie, you know? Maybe it's a plot twist. Like, I wake up and I'm like, wait, I'm the killer the whole time? And there's a lot more nudity in horror movies than in war movies. Not a lot of nudity in war movies. Lots of nudity in horror movies. I mean, that's one of the staples of the horror genre. Boobies are going to be out. Sex is going to be had.
It's all about sex and boobies with you, isn't it?
I think it's an added plus.
It's all about the sex and the boobies.
I think it's an
added plus.
What
about the American flag?
Mm-hmm.
You don't see a lot of American flags in horror movies, do you?
That is true.
What about respect to our troops? You come on here saying you love the troops, and then you proceed to take the horror genre.
Could be an anti-war movie. We don't know.
I mean, we don't know for sure. I'm kind of thinking about what would be more terrifying. like to be at war, because that's a thing that actually happens.
Yeah.
People actually go through it. Mm-hmm. It happens. It's fairly normal. I mean, war. I mean, if America's not in a war, what are we really doing, right? We've always been at war. So it's a fairly normal thing. Most people that go to war survive. Now, there is a risk to die, of course, and we respect and love our troops. But in a horror movie, you're most likely going to die. And it's going to be a painful, scary way. You know what I mean? Like, it does feel kind of weird arguing about this, but... In war, you get shot, right? You're going to get shot. Nobody in a horror movie just gets shot. You're getting, like, eaten by a monster or, you know, you're getting chased by a guy with a chainsaw. I mean, a horror movie death is pretty gruesome. So the manner of death, I feel like, is better in a war movie than it would be in a horror movie. Plus, you're just terrified the whole time. In war, I imagine you in the war movies, you got the adrenaline flowing. You're shooting. You're trying to stay alive. You're, you know, it's... It's like a very intense sport. Horror movie, you're just terrified. It's dark. You might be in a house. Things are creaking. Oh my God, there's a doll.
Either you're terrified or you're doing the thing like where you're not taking the threat seriously, right? Like, oh, this isn't real. This isn't gonna happen. Oh, nobody, it is real. It is gonna happen. Just give Cody the point. And let's move on.
Yeah, I gotta give it to Cody for supporting, fighting for our country.
We love the troops here.
I was trying to be pro-troops with that, weird. But it felt weird.
Yeah,
it felt weird.
Whenever you said the topic before the break, it sounded
like it sounded better before the arguments.
Yeah, but then we actually got into it. I was like, this doesn't feel good.
Yeah.
So we love the troops. We love all of our veterans.
These are movies. We're talking about veterans.
We're talking about movies, but we love our troops.
All right, obviously. So last one.
Give Cody the point.
Would you rather give up college football forever or NFL football forever?
I would rather give up the NFL forever. As much as I do enjoy my Sundays and playing fantasy football and all that, I got to root for my school. You know, I went here. It's in my heart. We all still live here. I mean, what is the lifeblood of Fan Run Radio? I mean, for Pete's sake, the reason we're all in this room is because Tennessee football exists, and this is a college football town. It's a college sports town. And, again, love my pro sports, love the NFL. But there's just simply nothing better than being in Neyland Stadium on a game day Saturday when Tennessee is good. And if we're implying forever, then I'm allowed to have Tennessee be good because we're not going to be bad forever.
We don't.
So we're talking about
we can't say that with certainty.
We're talking about giving it up forever.
We can't say that with certainty that we will be good again. We can't say that with certainty.
At some point, there's a pretty good chance we're going to be good again. Neyland's going to be rocking again. Rocky Top, the game day traditions, all your friends come back to town, you see your friends, people you went to school with. It's just, it's a really good game day atmosphere.
Here's what I will say, Cam. If I'm giving up the NFL football, I'm wiping out a whole sport, I'm wiping out a whole fandom. If I give up college football, guess what? I can still watch college basketball. I can still watch Rocky Top. I can still have the boys come. We can meet up for a game.
The same.
I know college basketball is better. We are a basketball school. I would much prefer to go sit in a nice, cool Thompson Bowling Arena with my boys
and
watch the Vols. Right, but the Titans would be completely dead. My Titans gear would be obsolete. My Vols gear, just roll it over. Let's watch some basketball. Rick Barnes and the boys.
Eh.
Or Will Wade. I guess he's probably burnt that bridge because he's a cheater. But whoever replaces Rick Barnes, maybe it's just one of the assistant coaches now. Keep this train rolling. Whatever. If I give up the NFL, I give up the Titans. I give up those teams that are just completely wiped out. I don't have to lose my college rivalries because, you know, the SEC basketball conference is the same as the SEC football conference. I can still hate Georgia. I can still hate Florida. I can still hate Alabama. I can still do all of that. Support my school. Support my Vols. Rock the orange during basketball season, during baseball season, during all of that stuff. If I give up the Titans, that wipes out the Titans completely. And, you know, quite frankly, I mean, I prefer the NFL to college football. We've talked about that many times of how much better the product is and stuff like that. That's also an added bonus to giving up college football over the NFL.
The thing is, though, think about what got you here. You wouldn't be sitting in that chair. We wouldn't be doing this radio show if it wasn't for college football, if it wasn't for Tennessee football.
We have talked to Tennessee football.
The stickers on your laptop, the stickers I'm looking at on your laptop, why are they all orange and white? I don't see any two-tone blue. Your podcast. Is there a coincidence that orange and white are the key colors? Is orange just your favorite color?
Well, what happened here?
Because it seems Tennessee orange
to me. Well, what happened here was this picture is from a video talking about a Florida football game. And then the shirt said, Florida, you can go to hell. So that was the picture. So it was orange and white. We sold orange and white
Interesting.
T-shirts.
Interesting that you bring up Florida can go to hell. I never saw you making a video about how the Colts can go to hell. I never saw Indianapolis, you can go to hell. So you're implying that you care more about the Titans than you do the Vols, but I don't think I believe it.
In 2016?
What got you here? What got you famous? It wasn't say you can go to hell, Colts.
In 2016, maybe you're right. That was one season. How much Tennessee football have we talked this year?
Well, it's a down year. It's
okay,
a down time.
That's fine. You're using 2016, which is an outlier. You're using that as some type of evidence, but that's merely an outlier, sir, and I don't think it is worthy of extrapolating over
I doubt we're going to be
course
talking,
of life.
I doubt we're going to be talking a lot of Titans.
Ask me my most heartbreaking loss of all time. Ask me my most heartbreaking loss of all time. Ask me.
What's your most heartbreaking loss?
Titans, 1 yard short. That's number one. Ask me my favorite athlete of all time. Steve McNair, Titans, number one.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Yet I see no two-tone blue.
Peyton Manning doesn't mean anything
I see
to me.
No two-tone blue on your laptop.
Peyton
I never saw any videos about how much you hated the Colts.
Well, we have Talk Sports, bro. Look at the Talk Sports sticker. The station here is orange and white. This
and
isn't my decision.
Why is the station here orange and white?
Because we love college. We love Tennessee.
Are you willing to give up your career for the Titans?
We love the University of Tennessee.
Will you give up your career for the Titans?
We love the University
you
of Tennessee.
You won't answer that question because you know the answer to it.
I would move to Nashville to cover the Titans, yeah.
No, your career is based because of Tennessee football. It's who you are.
As if I would,
you're a Knoxville radio personality.
I'm a radio personality.
You're in Knoxville.
I would leave. I would go to a different city. I don't have to sit here and cover Tennessee football. I would actually like to go somewhere else and cover some more professional sports if I had to. We get to do it here, so it's not a big deal.
While I do believe you, you would never be in this position if this was not a college sports town. Who knows what you'd be doing right now?
I mean, if I lived in a professional sports town, I might be even bigger.
But you don't. You grew up here.
I know. Like, that's, yeah.
Which means it's ingrained in you. It's embedded in you.
And
it's always going to matter more.
And I'm sitting here telling you that it doesn't.
It's always going to matter more.
I get to keep my Tennessee. I get to keep the basketball team.
But if it, you wouldn't be in this career field.
If I didn't fall in love with the Titans, I might not even like sports.
You wouldn't be in this career field.
I might not
That's
be in the career. I might not be in the career field if the Titans didn't gravitate
If Knoxville didn't have college football, you'd be doing something
else. I've always liked the Titans more than the Vol football team.
Not enough to move to Nashville, apparently.
Well, why would I do that? I don't live in Knoxville for the football team.
I don't know. If you really love the Titans as much as you're saying, you'd go be with them.
I can watch them on TV here.
TV.
I don't go to any games here. I've been to one football game in the last 3 years here. I've went to more Titans games last year than I did Vols games. What are you talking about?
Important to remember as well that you graduated from the University of Tennessee.
Yes. I'm not talking bad about the University of Tennessee. I just said I would support the basketball team.
If it weren't for college football, you wouldn't have a college degree. Think about your livelihood.
I don't understand the connection.
Just because you don't understand it doesn't mean it's not a point.
Cam, do you understand it?
I gotta give the point to John that he gathered with the argument, but he does still get to enjoy the other aspects of college sports. So he does get to still work his university.
Go Vols. Rick Barnes and the boys. Looking forward to watching them play basketball. Looking forward. I said number one, you know, earlier. My biggest loss of the year so far is probably losing to Purdue. Love the basketball team. Last call on the other side. Last call on the program is brought to you by Volunteer Vodka, award-winning vodka distilled in the hills of Tennessee. If you haven't tried Volunteer Vodka, they're doing a live free taste test this Friday from 4 to 7 at Total Wine in Turkey Creek. Even if you have tried it and you like it, go by and say what's up to them. Say, hey, thanks for the support. Thanks for supporting John and Cody. We love them. We love you. All right, pump the brakes and keep rolling. Cody, you want to go first or second?
Second.
Scary snakehead fish close by. Now give it to me. An invasive fish. Let me try this one more time. An invasive fish species that can breathe air and survive on land has been found in Georgia for the first time. And officials are warning anyone who comes in contact with the species to kill it immediately. An angler caught the northern snakehead fish this month in Gwinnett County. Gwinnett County, that is like right where like the Braves are, right? That's like right in Atlanta, right?
Yeah, it's where the minor league team is. It's where I'm from. It's where Kamara's from, right in there.
That, all right, this is the first time it's been discovered in Georgia. Snakeheads have been reported in 14 states nationwide. The longfin fish has a dark brown blotchy appearance. It can grow up to 3 feet in length, can breathe air, and survive in low oxygenated systems, including on land. They are considered a non-native invasive species, which means it affects native species by competing for food and habitat. Anyone who catches one should kill it immediately and freeze it. If possible, take pictures of the fish, including close-ups of its mouth, fins, and tail, and note where it was caught. So apparently, Cam, you know anything about these fish? These fish sound scary.
Oh, yeah. They're a big problem.
They look terrifying.
Yeah,
they look...
that's why they're named snakeheads, because their head looks like a snake pretty much.
Yeah, they look scary.
Like you said, they get 3 feet long. Like, they're really big, have big appetites. They'll eat everything in the like pond pretty much. And they can lay like 40,000 to like 60,000 eggs at one time.
Oh, no.
So, like, they're easy to, like, spread.
And to really take over an ecosystem.
Yeah, well, absolutely. They'll just eat everything up. And then since they can come on land, they have been known to, like, change ponds by just crawling across land. Because they can survive outside of water if they stay wet.
So they eat one pond up, eat it dry, swim over to another pond, or walk, walk over to another pond, so, and then eat that up. Okay.
Yeah, so they destroy...
I mean, if they're in Gwinnett, Georgia, I mean, they could... realistically, make it to Chattanooga.
Yeah, if they get to like the Chattahoochee or something or anything around there, it could be a problem.
Yikes! Okay, snakehead fish.
Yikes! How about that?
I wonder, like, will they start paying people to kill these?
They did that in Maryland for a while when they were a really big problem.
Where was it, Cody? Was it in Florida where you could hunt the big pythons?
Yeah.
A couple years ago.
Yeah.
Were they like paying people $10 an hour or something like that to go down there and try to $100 a snake or something like that to try to kill these pythons?
Crazy.
Yeah, pretty cool thing to do.
Just go out there and fish. Here's your chance, Houston. You're always fishing. Go out there and help us. Save us.
It's supposed to be a tough catch, too. So
there
challenge.
You go. These are scary.
I got a meth sandwich.
No. Meth delete. Stories usually make me sad.
All right, I got
I'm scared of these fish.
I got
that's why I don't get. I don't like the lake either. I don't like swimming in water. I can't say. I'm a pool guy, to be honest.
I got another fish story. It's about a fish cake.
Okay.
Pump your brakes, kid.
It caused a man to die after he ate a very hot fish cake.
What is a fish cake?
It's I don't know. It's like deep fried, you know, fish and batter, and you just fry it up. Okay. You ever had like a, what is it, like a
fried catfish?
A salmon patty.
Okay.
It's kind of like that, I guess.
Sure.
This is called a fish cake. Anyway, a man ate one that was very hot, and it burned his throat so badly he died.
Oh, well.
You would think maybe you'd get a glass of water or just spit it out, you know, before that happens. But anyway, I guess, he evolution, right?
Okay.
See it.
Survival of the fittest.
I think that's Darwinism.
It's all the same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I knew what you were going for.
We'll evolve without this man.
We'll be fine. The human species will still thrive. Or at least survive. Until all the snakefish come and eat our face off and kill us. Those things are terrifying and they look like aliens. The drive's up next!